Peggy.
Peggy.
Hi.
So how many times are you going to call?
Well, I don't know. It depends on how you treat me, I guess.
Why, what do you mean now?
I have a question for you in several parts. Several parts, not the answer.
All right, what's the question?
Okay, it would be better if you could speak to me privately?
Privately?
Aren't you using a cell phone?
No, it's not a cell phone, it's just a portable.
Well,
can you just switch to the other one?
Yeah, please. Keith, would you make Frank some butter? He won't eat much, he'll fry it real well in butter.
There. Wait a minute. It's hit. Okay.
Okay, Eric.
Well?
Just wait a minute.
Oh.
All right. I just want some privacy because this is private. I have to go in the bathroom. Hold on, please. The only private place with two doors. Okay.
You have two doors in there?
Yes. My mind is not like yours in the sense that I can't figure out sometimes what you really mean, even though you tell me. You say one thing and you do another, or you do one thing and say another, and they often don't match up, at least that I can tell. I know you like privacy, and I know that you don't want somebody around who blabs too much like me. I know these things, but the rest of it I don't know. I know that you told me some time ago that we were alike, and you liked me because we were alike, and we thought alike, and this kind of thing.
And that's what you remember.
Yeah. Hold on. Keith is... I just wish he'd go away and never come back. He drives me crazy. Anyway. Okay. And you also told me some things about marriage and things like that. And you also made it abundantly clear that you did not want me showering you with sexual comments and these things because we didn't know each other. I know all these things, Eric.
All right.
I want you to live up to your sense of justice, at least, if nothing else. And tell me if you don't want to see me. I told you I would come out there as a friend, and I will. Because knowing how you treat me, I don't have any lust for you. I can't, because it would kill me. Because you treat me rather very unfairly, in my view. And cruel. It may not be cruel from your viewpoint, but it is from mine. Tell me why you said those things if you don't mean them.
Said what things? Which things are you talking about?
The things you said some time ago when you...
I never said I wanted to marry you.
No, I'm not denying that. I'm not saying you are, Eric. I'm not trying to trap you either. I simply don't know what to do. I want to come and see you.
I know you want to, but I...
Eric, I have a life like you do.
Well, I told you, why don't you just forget about me?
Because I love you, Eric.
I thought you just said didn't.
No, I said I don't lust after you. I love
you.
With a woman loving, she can love like a mother, or like a sister, or like a lover. But when she loves like a wife, it's a component that... There's two components. There's the lover and the mother sort of love, you know, the all-encompassing love she has, and those two join together and make a wife. And I don't have the lust for you because it's clear that that's not what you want at the moment. But I do love you like a mother, or like not really like a mother, but like a wife would if she was old maybe, you know, and not having any lust. And I do. And you did lead me on in the sense that you did tell me some things that made me give me hope.
I led you on? Come on.
Only in a general sense. I'm not...
Well, no, you're saying to me things like, would you like to meet me? Well, of course, I'd like to meet anybody. I mean, these questions...
I'm talking about...
That's not leading someone on.
I'm talking about in the older days with what you said to me.
But it's the same thing.
Eric, I'm not trying to trap you. I never record you, and I never...
Look, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter whether I'm being recorded or doesn't matter what. It's the same answer every time. I'm not pursuing you.
No, you're not, honey. And I'm not pursuing you either.
And when you ask questions that a lot of times have answers from yes, like, do I want to meet people? Of course.
Eric,
do I want to get married? Of course.
Eric, I know that you're smart. I know that you're really smart. And you also have a lot to lose. Your reputation.
Oh, I'm
but
not.
You would never, Eric, I know you, and you would never have told me those things if you didn't mean them. I believe that.
I never would have told you those things. What things? I don't remember saying anything. I mean, I may have said, of course I want to get married. Of course I'd like to meet people. I don't have any objection to that. That doesn't mean...
Then to do justice to me, let me come and see you and let's see what happens. And if nothing happens, that's fine. At least I will know.
You'll know what? We already know we don't get along. All we have is crazy conversations.
I don't know that we don't get along.
I do.
Eric, stop.
You don't see it, but I do.
Eric, stop. We don't get along because you think I'm not like you, and you think I can't shut my mouth and a lot of other things.
That's not why.
Eric, I scared you, didn't I?
No.
Yes, I did.
That's not the reason.
I scared you.
We don't even have.
There's a lot of men that when they come upon this subject of marriage and so on, they take it real delicate. Because many men, especially European men, many European men are afraid of women because some women are very powerful in their own way. And I admit I have a very forceful and powerful personality. I don't want to because the persecution from the political persecution I suffered brought that out because I didn't used to be like that. I was very quiet and I got all kinds of guys after me that were like you, you know.
Oh.
Maybe I shouldn't press it now, but...
Well, I don't think that people are afraid of marriage. They're afraid of who they might marry, that it won't work out.
Oh, sure they are.
Nobody's afraid of it. Everybody wants it.
Everybody wants it, yes, but they're afraid of it because they don't want to have an unhappy marriage.
That's right. So. They're not afraid of the marriage. They're afraid of who they're marrying. The secrecy,
right.
The deception.
Right. Look, Eric, you used to tell me things that made me think you were interested in me.
Oh, come on. You used to beg me to say stuff to you. I didn't even want to.
I never said anything. I didn't have to.
You were begging. You'll say something to me. Say
Eric,
something. Tell me how much you love me.
I didn't have to beg you. Look,
you did, too. Come on. We don't even have conversations. We never did. It's always been like this, arguing.
Eric,
I don't want
to have an argument.
I know. That's all we ever do.
No, we don't. That's silly. And
that's always it's always been that way.
Eric, I don't want to upset you.
Look, we do this. It's been going on for years. We don't have a relationship.
I want to come and see you,
Eric. Of course you do.
I want to come and see you.
I know that already.
But I'm doing it on. I'm doing it on how. Eric.
What?
I know your life. I know your life is your own, and I know you're used to being alone, and you don't want intrusion. If you think it'll disturb your placid life, because you do have a placid life, Eric, it's exactly how you want it. But you do crave love, don't you?
Everybody does. This is what I mean. You're asking questions that, of course, there are answers.
Fine. Then why don't we get together and see if there is any?
I can see it already. What do you mean? We don't get along. It's just arguments and crazy conversations.
Eric,
come on.
Well,
I don't understand. Why do you do this?
Let me... Okay. Think about what I said.
Let me call you back.
Well, think about it again. And let me call you back tonight.
Oh, no. Not again. Come on. I mean, how many times are you going to do this?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Until it's resolved, I guess.
It has been resolved. We're not going to get married. We can meet when this whole crime network is finished. We'll see if you're even still around. And if
Eric.
What?
This whole crime network... is never going to end.
Well,
the United States is thoroughly in the grip of the Jews.
Yeah, but
the Zionists. Eric, it will not end. Eric, it will not end.
Well, we'll just have to wait.
You're privileged in society.
We'll just have to wait.
A problem, Eric. A problem.
Is what?
A problem with what happened to me. Excuse me for being who I am. Excuse me for being a product of this terrible harassment of me. You're the only person who helped me And you also told me things, and you know what you said.
I don't know. Why don't you tell me? You can't even tell me. This is what we always have, crazy conversations. Everything's vague, meaningless.
Eric, let me talk. I'm so tired of this.
You talk most of the time. What are you talking about?
Of course I talk most of the time.
I don't stop you from talking. In fact, I look how many phone calls you make to me. Come on, Peggy, there's something wrong here.
Yeah, there is something wrong here, and it's not on my end.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh.
It's Mr. Eric Hufschmidt.
Oh, it's my fault. Great.
Yeah, it is your fault. Yes, it is your fault, Eric.
Great. Well, look, why don't you just quit for a while? Take a break. Stop thinking about me.
I have stopped thinking about you, Eric, but there's something else.
What?
Look, I know you don't have much empathy for people because you can only go so far, and then you stop.
Oh.
I think basically, although you've done awfully kind things for me and so generous and sweet, at least when we were on better terms, I think that you're scared.
Scared of what?
Of me.
Oh. Well, yeah, you could say that. I told you before, you're spooky, you're frightening. It's especially that phone call when you were at Pat's house and you said I was in the room with you.
I don't believe all that.
What do you mean you don't believe it?
I think you just want somebody that won't disturb your placidity.
No way. Give me a break. Come on. That phone call.
You have your life there, and you're 54, and you're a mature man, and you're passing into...
old age, I know.
Well, you are.
And yeah, but what does that have to do with it? I mean, look at this. Look at that phone call when you said I was in the room with you. I mean, the house with you. Come on. You think I'm supposed to be attracted to that?
I don't think you're supposed to be attracted to that. Eric, when I'm in a situation like this, where I'm basically estranged from everybody I've ever known because of the peculiar circumstances of the political scene, you know, because I'm stuck here in Oslo, I have nobody that I used to know. And they shut off everybody from me. And I'm not going to act the same. I can't act like a normal person if I'm not in a normal situation. I'm reacting as a normal person would in this situation.
You're reacting as a normal person
would in an unusual or bizarre situation.
Oh.
In one person, under normal circumstances, it might be one thing. It might be a mental illness or a neurosis or something. But people like me don't get neuroses, Eric. I'm normal. I'm not a high-strung weirdo pedophile type. You know the type.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Really nervous weirdo types that always... Hold on, please. They're really nervous pedophile types like... what's that guy that married his daughter?
The
director.
Woody Allen?
Yeah, like Woody Allen. My God. Oh, my God. That little runty, squeaky freak. I hate people like that. I don't hate the people. I hate the...
I know the behavior.
The thought that these people are leaders of society.
Yeah.
And this is what they put on the populace and expect them to accept this as normal behavior.
Yeah. That's what
I found you, Eric. And you helped me. And you told me things. And you're calm and you're peaceful. And you're full of fun. That's all. I don't want to say anything else. Because
well, then,
it's up to you.
And it could have stayed... could have just remained that way. You could just send me an email for once in a while instead of trying to get me to marry you. Why don't you just leave it that way?
I'm not trying to get you to marry me. I don't have to get...
Or now you... Okay, you want to meet me. You want to come out of here.
Even,
what's the difference?
Hold on. I didn't even marry Keith, even though I lived with him for so many years for safety. I started living with him again after I divorced him in 93. I started living with him again in 98 for safety. And
yeah,
now,
but now you want to meet me. You want to come out to my house.
Yes, I do.
For what?
I'm an older woman, and I want to meet you.
For what reason?
Because I want to see what happens. Because of what you said to me not very long ago.
Oh, because of what I did.
That's why. Yes.
So now you're attached to me, and you can't let go.
I can let go, Eric. But I have to know what's going on. I always have to know the truth.
Well, I'd like to know, too.
I'm not asking you to bare your soul to me and to tell me your deepmost fantasies and all this stuff that you want to hide. I don't care about all that. I just know what you said to me, and I know you wouldn't say it if you didn't mean it.
Well,
I know you wouldn't, Eric. Because you're, even though it's hard to read through these layers of fantasy and speculation on your website, I think I basically understand you.
The only thing is, I say it. You keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Come on.
I do. Yes,
yeah. Yeah. Say, admit it. You do.
I admit it.
No. Admit it that you are pushy. I mean, you're always pushing. You're always you ask me on phone calls all the time. Oh, say something nice to me before we.
Oh, that was a joke. I won't do that.
A joke?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Look. I know what you said to me. I know what you said, and I remember every word.
Well, I don't.
Because it was so wonderful. Because I didn't expect it, Eric. I didn't expect you to say things like that.
Oh,
I thought you were not the type that would say things like that, but you are.
Oh.
Because you said them.
Oh.
And I know you didn't do it to lead me on. I know it. Because you wouldn't do that. Eric, you wouldn't do that.
So you're saying what then? I really do love you?
Well,
was that what you're thinking?
No.
Then what?
I'm not saying anything. But I know you said it for a reason.
I said what? You won't even tell me what I said.
Anyway, because...
All
that's
right.
Beside the point.
I know. Who cares what
because
I said?
Because of what... The outcome of it is because of what you said, I had certain feelings.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about my lust. I'm talking about my love. And that's a very serious thing with a woman, at least with this woman.
Yeah, I know. Because of things I've said, which we can't figure out what they are, and you won't say.
I can figure out, but I don't want to mention them right now.
that's
not what I want to mention to you, Eric.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Okay.
I do love you.
Well, you can love me from a distance. What's
Eric,
the point?
Eric.
We don't get along. You call this getting along?
No, I don't call this getting along.
You cry, you argue.
I call this, Eric, you're a spoiled brat.
I know, you want... this is what I say. How can you want to marry me? We don't get along. This is
Because you have an underlying thing that you're hiding from me because you're scared of my... Because you're scared of a certain aspect of my behavior. That's why.
Yeah, that's right. I am scared of a certain aspect of your behavior. This is spooky.
Yeah,
I told you that.
I know you don't think that I'm crazy.
Well, yeah, you could be just part of the whole crime network, and this is some horrible trap to drug me like Howard Hughes, and who knows.
Oh, Eric. Oh, my God.
Christopher Boleyn, Jimmy Walter. What's happening to Jimmy Walter?
Eric.
Come on, the guy's on drugs. I know what you did to him.
With a brilliant brain like yours that wrote that
story. Yeah, I know what you did with Jimmy Walter. I know
you're
where he is. He's in Austria.
You're extremely logical, Eric. And I think you want me to behave before you'll come out and see me.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm about. I know. Come on, you probably put something in my food. I probably got like a... They probably have these chemical lobotomies. I'll be like
don't
a zombie like
a
Jimmy
bit,
Walter.
Don't you want me to be a little bit more discreet in what I say?
No.
And tone my behavior down?
No, I'm not worried about that. What do
okay,
you do wrong?
Isn't that what you would want your wife to do then?
What do you mean? You don't do...
I'm saying if you were married or if you were interested in a woman for a wife, wouldn't you like her to be discreet?
Discreet about what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Just about what she said. Just about, instead of blurting.
Yeah, but that's what women are anyway. They're not, how many of them blab around things? I mean, except those are those... Like Rachel, you could tell me, might talk about things, but ordinary women don't talk that much anyway.
Look.
What?
It comes down to this. I know what you said to me. Look, I'm not trying to manipulate you because I don't want you to do anything you don't want to do. But I'm trying to get you to be fair to me. You said those things to me. And
I said
say those things, and you know what you said.
Okay.
And it made me feel a certain way. And it gave me hope.
Oh.
And you kept telling me those things. You said that I should get a divorce.
I didn't say you should. I said I'm not marrying a married woman.
No, you said, you wrote that you didn't want a woman.
Who's married, right?
You didn't want to have a secret affair.
That's right.
And with a married woman.
That's right. I'm not going to get married to a married woman. I'm not going to have an affair with a married woman. That's not the same as saying...
Well, I'm not married.
That's not the same as begging you to get a divorce.
Eric, I'm not married, and it's not secret. Everybody knows about it that wants to read your website.
Yeah.
The only thing left is to meet me.
Oh, God.
And you told me on last Saturday, not last Saturday, on Sunday, a week ago, I think it was, that you would be willing to let me come and see you.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to meet people. I'd love to meet you after all of this. I'm telling you, I'd like to meet your husband. I'd like to meet your son. I'd like to meet your family members. But I don't want you here now.
When do you want?
I would love to meet you, find out who you all are. I'd love to meet all of you.
Eric.
I'm not lying about that. I'm very interested. I'm very curious. I'd like to meet where the people who have Jimmy Walter right now.
We'd even meet me.
I'd like to meet the people who have Christopher Bolin and his family. But that doesn't mean I want them in my house now. I want them after the military has them behind bars and in handcuffs.
Eric, that's not what you told me last Saturday.
Look, I'm told you I'm willing to meet people. I don't want them in my house where they're putting drugs in my food or who knows what.
Eric, you told me you were going to let your mom know and some other people.
I said, if I were to get married, I would want to be able to tell people. I don't want to hide it. Remember I said, if I were to marry you...
Who is hiding it? It's
you,
out in the open.
No.
Hiding what? How can I...
Remember
hide
I said,
it?
If I were to... If we were to get... You made that remark that we'll get married, then tell people later. I said, there's no way.
Look, Eric.
If I were to get married, I'd want to let people know about it.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm not talking about getting married. I'm talking about coming out to see you.
Yeah, but I don't want...
And you said you could see me as a friend.
I'd be willing to have you see you if you come out here and you're in the street and you're in handcuffs and I'll take a look at you and talk to you. I don't want you in my house. If you're here and there are some people I can trust, some people, like, they have you in handcuffs, you're there temporarily, you've come
by. All right,
by.
Stop. Will you stop?
That's the truth. I'll meet you, I'll talk to you. I don't want you in my house.
Okay, I understand you, Eric, because you think I'll try to rape you.
Well, no, I'm not worried about getting raped. Give me a break.
Okay, then let me ask you something. What
I'm worried about ending up like Jimmy Walter and Christopher Bolin and...
Okay, then, Eric. Why don't we go on a trip somewhere together?
That's going to change it? That's going to be different.
Well, Jesus Christ.
What's different?
Eric.
Whether it's a trip or whether it's my house, it's the
Eric.
Same thing. In fact, the trip would be worse.
I told you that I would never betray you, and I won't.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Better get some things.
Don't you think when Christopher Bolin needed help, he was told the same thing? Oh, you can trust me. Oh, I am your best friend.
Oh, Eric.
We'll help you get out of this country.
Eric, look.
What do you think Jimmy Walter did? The same thing. We know
Eric,
a safe place. It's over here in Austria. Come on over.
Eric, I cannot read you as well as I want because I have like three different versions of you that I try to put together to figure out what you are doing.
Three different versions?
Like three different stories of what you could possibly really be. Okay?
Oh.
It's hard to figure out.
What are these three versions?
That's not the point, because only one of them would be true, and maybe even that wouldn't. But I think I'm getting closer to it, Eric.
Okay. See if...
I know that you're not afraid of me. That I'm going to hurt you. I know you're not.
I know. I'm not expecting you to hurt me. It's more like the drugs and the chemical lobotomies.
Oh,
and...
God almighty.
Oh, come on. What did they do to Jimmy Walter? They
I don't know.
They lured him over there. Because
Eric,
he thought it was
normal. I am a normal girl.
Yeah, well, it's possible
family.
That you don't even realize
I don't know
you're
they're
being
normal,
used.
But they're pretty normal. And I was taken advantage of by the same goddamn people that you write about all the time as being, as you know, the criminal Jews.
Okay,
that's who did it.
Okay,
that's
well, if they're that diabolical, then why shouldn't I worry about them?
Maybe you should worry about them. That's what I tell you. I said they might try to kill you or something.
That's right. And now,
except the fact is that you're one of them, and I don't mean criminals.
If I'm one of them, then why do you want to meet me?
Eric, you come from a family that has high connections in society. Okay.
Yes.
Your sister married a billionaire, for God's sake. She did.
Now go on.
You have high connections.
Okay, well now, if I have all these terrible connections to this horrible crime network, why do you want to see me?
No, I didn't say you had connections. I didn't say that. I didn't say that, Eric. I said you had high connections in society. I didn't say you were a criminal.
Oh.
I didn't say you were part of the pedophile criminal Jews.
Oh, okay.
I said you're a Jew yourself.
Oh.
And you have connections. You know people.
The connections are good connections then?
Yes, yes,
oh,
they're good
okay.
connections.
Okay,
of course
good
they're
connection.
Good connections.
Well, I thought you were implying I was one of the crime members.
Oh, Eric, why would I do that? Why would I even pay and talk to
That's
you?
That's what I'm
that
wondering.
It would be like talking to Woody Allen. God,
That's what I was wondering. You.
Well,
you're trying to make, you say I'm connected with Rupert Murdoch. That's what people say. He's part of the network.
No, I didn't say you were. I said your sister was, which only indicates one thing to my mind.
She's a half-sister.
That your family has high connections in society.
Oh.
That's all.
Well, people would say that's not high connections. It's criminal connections.
Look, there may be some prince or something in Europe who's a good guy and he's actually not one of the black nobility or whatever. But he's related to Prince Charles, okay?
Oh, I know.
So maybe your sister, through your sister, in a way, you're related to Rupert Murdoch, sort of.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you're one of them. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh, Eric, you have a beautiful mind.
All right.
I got to get off now. Can I call you tonight?
Oh, God, no. Please.
I promise
Come
I'll
on.
Be good.
Oh, you...
I promise I'll be good.
This is what I mean. It doesn't matter what I say. Even if I said no, you're going to call anyway.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you would. Okay, then don't call and watch. I'll see. You're
Eric,
gonna do it.
Eric, don't say it.
We've been through this so much.
I know.
This is like I don't know what.
Have we made progress? Huh?
No. I don't know. Have we?
I have.
Progress in what?
Learning how to control my mouth.
The progress is in just learning. The learning, I guess you could say.
You're sweet, Eric.
We learn. Amazement is what it is. It's my.
Oh, Eric. Even if you wanted to come up and see me here in Osgood.
Partly.
And we could just spend. You can. And we could spend a few days together. Or
yeah.
I could come out there, or we could go somewhere like in a neutral town, like I don't know, Kansas City or something. You know.
Right, a neutral town. Well, if there were such things as neutral, safe places.
And if you didn't like me, you could walk away. But I'm not trying to pressure you. I'm just suggesting, because I don't really want to do that.
Okay.
Frankly, Eric, the fact remains. Hold on, I want to see what time it is. Okay, I got to get ready soon. Eric, the fact remains that I want to know what to do. I want to get out of here.
I thought you just said you were going to stay. Now you want to get out again?
Eric,
what?
There's nothing here for me. I have to have a life.
I know.
I have to have life. I don't have
I can't give it to you.
No, I'm not asking you to.
Oh.
I'm saying I have to have a life.
Okay.
But I have to know about you first. I have to resolve you, Eric.
You have to resolve me, okay.
Yes, I have to resolve you.
So this is just going to go on and on until you've resolved me, whatever that means.
Well, doesn't that make sense?
I don't know what resolving me means.
Look.
Mel Gibson's now available, isn't he?
I don't want Mel Gibson. I love my little Eric. My sweet little soft-voiced Eric. That's who I love.
Oh, great.
You don't even have to marry me, Eric. I just want to see you.
I know.
Let me call you back.
Oh, God, no, please.
Okay.
Look, it doesn't matter. We've already gone through this. You're going to do it no matter what I say anyway.
I have to resolve it, Eric.
I know. That's the trouble.
I take you seriously.
Oh, okay.
You're not a joke to me.
All right.
You're not a joke.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.